Randall Cobb was back at practice, first time, looked good. He was a limited practice participant. I know he's been doing a really good job in the strength conditioning aspect of it. And I mean, the little work that he did today, I mean, I didn't sit there and watch him every snap, but it was good to have him out there.
Like, how was Aaron's evaluation this morning?
Aaron Rodgers update. Aaron is he's doing better. He's still has not been cleared by the medical staff. He's a limited practice participant. So similar work pattern that he did last week. So threw the ball extremely well. Looks sharp. He's getting better.
Is there hope that he could still be cleared this week, Mike?
Well, we're going to take the week. We're going to take the same same process or similar process that we took last week.
Did you do more team this week than last week?
Similar. I mean, I count the reps. So he's a limited practice participant.
How did you think your plan last week at handling that, trying to get him ready versus getting Matt ready? How do you think that worked? And are there any little tweaks or anything?
I thought the plan last week was fine. I felt Matt Flynn was ready to play, and that's really, I think, the way you judge that. I mean, if I was going to be critical of anything last week of our football team, our preparation phase, it wasn't very good. You know, we were up on Wednesday. Thursday's practice was poor, to say the least. Friday's was much better. So, we had a good day today. So that's really what we're focused on. But I felt Matt Flynn had full opportunity to be ready for the game.
Mike, any concerns about Lacy's availability for this week?
No, just being smart with Eddie. I mean, obviously he's carried the ball a lot this year, and I feel good about him being ready for Sunday.
Mike, you often talk about the pulse of the team. Has it quickened after what happened Monday night? Is there a little more juice in the building after what took place Monday night?
Quickened. I'd say they're definitely more confident. That's to be expected. Everybody clearly understands what's in front of us. We view this as a semifinal game. It's a game we have to have. It's at home. It's against a physical football team. We're just kind of staying on target. What's right in front of us. It's easy to walk through the cafeteria, and it's the same thing I told the team. I already turned the TVs off. We need to pay attention to the Pittsburgh Steelers video and stay on top of the things we needed to win this game. But we clearly understand where we are in our season, what we've been through, what we gained Sunday in Dallas, but this is about the next opportunity.
Mike, are you a believer that the run game takes on added importance this time of year?
Well, I think it's nice to run it all year long, but to play in football in December in Green Bay, it's definitely definitely helps you. And we've talked about this repeatedly. Even when you do run the football, it opens up 50% of your passing game, and that's the action passing game. So that's the benefits of maybe having the ability to have chunk yardage. But you have to run the football. We've committed to it more this year. I've been pleased. So far with the way it's gone, but we need to take a step there. We can get better.
What have you thought of Le'Veon Bell?
I'm sorry?
What have you thought of Pittsburgh's running back, Le'Veon Bell?
Bell, I think he's very talented. We liked him coming out. Good football player. He's obviously come on since his injury. So our defensive staff has a lot of respect for him.
What do you gain by having you've talked about it a bunch of times, having a three-down back. What do you gain by having a three-down back compared to, say, rotating guys in and out? Based on situation?
Well, three down back, is obviously points number one to the individual. I mean, if a player can play on all three downs, it obviously makes him more valuable, helps you tendency-wise, because obviously you're able to do more with one player. We really helps you when you want to be in no huddle, because obviously when you substitute in no huddle, it slows the process down as referee stands over the ball. So, I mean, you definitely prefer a three down back.
Like last week, weekend was such an emotional game. You said on the way back, guys were just kind of spent. Historically, from your perspective, do you really have to monitor when that juice kind of comes back to make sure there is no? There's a lot to play for here, but is there a risk of guys just?
I'm concerned about a letdown if that's where you're going. I mean, that's, you know, history will tell you your team's open for that. I mean, anytime you rise to a level of performance, the Dead Art football team, you know, rose to in the second half. You have to be, you know, you have to be ready for, you know, a letdown. So that's something I look at every single week when I set the practice plan, exactly how much we're going to do, and you know, and we address it with our football team.
Defense, by about 332 yards in the first half versus the Cowboys. Obviously, the team came back and won. But in evaluating that first half, do you feel confident that, I don't want to call it mistakes, but whatever happened in that first half isn't going to happen in the first half versus the Steelers on Sunday?
Well, you know, I don't think that's the way we view any type of opportunity, as far as if it goes well or it does not go well, and what's going to happen in the next opportunity. The most important thing is we were able to correct it during the course of the game. So I think that says a lot about our defense. But, you know, we do like we do every Monday. We went through the mistakes, and we had too many of them. They had some schemes that we felt that really stretched us, and we didn't handle it as well as we'd liked, but we adjusted. So we have a different scheme coming into town, and then that's what we're focused on.
Roethlisberger is still so very good at extending plays. What's the most significant difference, though, you've seen in the Steelers team since the Super Bowl?
Well, I mean, it's just like our team. I mean, this league changes so much year to year. I mean, they're a veteran football team that's, you know, that's changing personnel-wise. So I'd say the biggest change I've seen in Pittsburgh is the personnel.
Like, why does this team play the better late in games last couple of weeks?
If I knew that, I'd get it done in the first, in the early part of the game. So I don't have the answer for you there.
I mean, it was a problem early in the season. I mean, is there anything you can do drill-wise, or is it just talking to the guys to get that straight down?
I mean, we talk about the highs and lows of everything we do, and you know, it's problem solving is given the answers to the test before it's taken. You know, sometimes it doesn't work out. This is a game of human nature is involved. It's not played on a computer screen. So that's why every week is such a challenge. That's why every week is such a so rewarding when you are successful. So our goal is to put together four good quarters this week.
Mark,
Mike, what did you think of how your receivers responded after you lost Randall over these last 2 months?
I think receivers responded very well. I mean, I can't, you know, Jordy Nelson's been Jordy Nelson all year long. He's so consistent. He's played at an extremely high level. Always has. Jared Boykin's really stepped up. You got to be pleased for what he's done. James Jones come back from a significant injury, and he's back to his old self. So I feel very good about those guys.
Mike, you talked about how tough last Friday morning was. Are you prepared to handle that differently this Friday, depending on what your status is?
I think experience makes you better a second time around. So, I mean, there's a lot more communication. I think everybody's on the same page. So, you know, emotion's always involved when big decisions are made. But, yes, I think we'll be further along.
Mike, as far as Aaron, are there any more scans planned between now and game time?
Really, the specifics of the evaluation, I'm not going to get into. But those are questions really for the player when we get in these situations.